there's nothing quite like seeing a little kid watching the aircraft and the excitement on their face and knowing, like, we did that. We put that together. We made that possible for that family or that child to enjoy aviation and learn about the Air Force a little bit, too. It really is an amazing thing.
Welcome to Black Snake Bites. I'm your host, Tech Sergeant Kathleen LaCourt. Today, we're excited to talk about the highlight of summer 2025, the Fort Wayne Air Show. We have with us in the studio Lieutenant Colonel Alana Minx. She's the director of the upcoming air show, which will be held here on base at the 122nd Fighter Wing, July 12th and 13th. Colonel Minx, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The air show is a very exciting and memorable time for the city of Fort Wayne and the 122nd Fighter Wing, and I know you're working very hard to put together an amazing experience for all of us. Can you start by telling us what makes the 2025 Fort Wayne Air Show so special?
It really is the experience of the personnel involved, the caliber of personnel, the performers, the team that does all the work behind the scenes on the show. It really is that experienced team that makes our show so special. The fact that we have won awards for 2019 and 22, our last two air shows, for Best Military Air Show, it is because of that staff and those people. So that is what makes our air show so special.
Did I hear, too, that the performers are requesting to come back from 2022?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. It's true. They all want to come to our show, and it's because of how we care for those folks. All of the performers know what they can expect when they come to Fort Wayne and how we care for them, and they want to be part of our show.
Wow, that's really cool. Fort Wayne on the map for Best Air Show 2 years in a row. That's amazing.
It was amazing. It was the team. It was the team that put it together.
The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds are headlining this year. Why are they such a big draw, and what should first-timers know about their performance?
The Thunderbirds put on such a great show. They are a great example of how the Air Force exhibits precision and teamwork on how we plan to fly, fight, and win. It's just an amazing show to watch. I think if you're coming for the first time, just plan to be entertained. It is a great show.
I'll never forget the first time I saw the Thunderbirds in person. It was just breathtaking, the precision and the amount of air power that they displayed in the sky. It was just breathtaking.
It really is. And even on the ground, it's amazing to watch the precision with before they take off, all of their maintenance personnel. It's the embodiment of fly, fight, or win. It's what we do in the Air Force. It is an opportunity to showcase that and show our skills. It really is amazing.
Beyond the Thunderbirds, what other aircraft and events should we look out for?
I feel like this is really a matter of preference. I really like the Ghost Rider, Nathan Hammond. He does skywriting, and I think that's just probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So I really do enjoy that. We also have STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. We have a great exhibit for kids of all ages, even my age. So there'll be some hands-on things there that are really good. And we'll have a good display of all the different branches and statics. We also have the Kids Zone, which is also really popular.
Sounds like just a fun family day, weekend, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's free. And that's really a big selling point. There aren't a lot of things that families can do for free. And to come out here and spend the day looking at aircraft, it's a great way to do some family things.
It is. And it's a world-class show.
It is. Absolutely. Thank you.
So what should people bring or leave at home to make the most of their air show experience?
So let's talk about what they can bring. Absolutely. We have plenty of grass if you want to bring a blanket to sit on. If you prefer a chair, you're welcome to bring a chair. If you prefer to purchase a seat, we have some premium options. We have premium seating. We have a beer garden and a snake pit that you can get food during the day. Those options are all listed on the website. You are welcome to bring a clear water bottle. We have water stations on base, and there'll be plenty of food to purchase here. What you should not bring is no coolers, no food, no drinks, no guns, no knives. I know a lot of folks carry pocket knives, but please leave those at home or leave them in your car. Also, no UAVs or drones. I know a lot of people like to take pictures. You're welcome to bring a camera, just no drones or UAVs.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. So don't pack a lunch, just be ready to eat some really good food at the show.
Absolutely. There'll be a variety of vendors.
Okay. And we can take pictures.
Yes, absolutely. It's encouraged.
That's great to know. What happens if it rains?
If it rains, if there is a sprinkle, hopefully we will be able to continue the show, but it really is weather dependent. So we recommend that you just keep an eye on the weather. You can go to our website for any updates and just send good vibes and hope for good weather. That's our best guess.
Sounds good. So the Fort Wayne Air Show, hosted by the 122nd Fighter Wing, has always been and will continue to be free to the public. How does this reflect the 122nd Fighter Wing's priority to give back to the Fort Wayne community, and why is this important?
This is a great way for us to offer a thank you to our community. It's our way to give back for a community that has given so much to us. They are such a supportive military community here in Fort Wayne and the surrounding area. It's a great opportunity for us. We wouldn't be as successful as an organization without their support. So this is a good opportunity just to show them a little bit of what we do and just show them we appreciate them.
If you had to pick one must-see moment from the 2025 Fort Wayne Air Show, what would it be and why?
Wow. The whole show. Come at 9, the gates open at 9, the whole show. It'll be a packed day. We have great performers all day. All the show.
Can't wait to be there. It's going to be a great show. Finally, can you tell us where to find the most up-to-date information on the air show?
Yes. So we have a website that's fortwayneairshow.com. So fwairshow.com. We also have social media, 122nd Fighter Wing social media, either on Facebook at 122ND Fighter Wing or at 122 Fighter Wing, all one word, Instagram.
Okay.
So we'll have lots of information out there and updates on the show.
Awesome. Before we go, is there anything else that you want to highlight or talk about the show?
I just want to mention that Friday night we do have a kickoff event downtown. We did this in 22 and it was a big hit. So we'll do the same thing this year, a little bit different, and we're still working out all the details, but there will be a Friday night event downtown to kick off the air show.
What will be going on at that event?
So we will have a band and the Thunderbirds will be walking around. It will be on Harrison and Columbia in the Dora area. So the Thunderbirds will be down there. So folks will get a chance to meet the Thunderbirds and have a conversation.
Okay. I mean, it's not often you get to meet a Thunderbird pilot in person. That sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. It's been well received by the community. They've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thank you, Colonel Minx, for joining us today. And thank you for all your hard work putting this together for us.
Thanks so much for having me. This is such a heavy lift for our base, but it's a great opportunity. It's a lot of work, but also a lot of fun. So we really look forward to doing this for the community. So thank you so much for having me on and giving me an opportunity to talk about it a little bit. Thanks.
Thanks, ma'am. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to seeing you at the air show. Please share this episode with your family and friends and ask them to join us. We'll see you there. Thanks, everyone.
This is the official podcast of the 122nd Fighter Wing. Views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of the 122nd Fighter Wing, Air National Guard, or United States government. No endorsement of any person or business is ever intended.